Hello, I'm Pauline Rowson, crime author of the D.I. Andy Horton contemporary set crime novels, the Art Marvick mystery thrillers, the 1950s set Inspector Ryger mysteries, and two standalone thrillers In Cold Daylight and In for the Kill. You can find details of all my crime novels on my website at www.romark.co.uk. In this episode, I'm talking about how to begin writing and my long road to publication. I hope you enjoy listening to it. You should write what you enjoy reading, because that often helps you get started. Or write what you're passionate about, what you care about, or what you feel about. When I first started writing, I started writing historical sagas. Wasn't quite sure why I was writing historical sagas, actually. It was just something that I thought I had to do. And I wrote these for some time, sent them off to literary agents, got lots and lots of rejection letters. But I did get one or two letters from agents who were very encouraging and said that although my writing was good, I needed to learn my craft and I needed to develop my style. So I ploughed on, and then one day I sort of woke up and I thought, why am I writing historical sagas when I'm an avid crime fiction reader? Why don't I try a crime novel? And I decided then to write a suspense novel, crime suspense novel, which I duly finished and sent off to an agent. And the very first agent I sent it off to accepted it. And I thought, ah, this is great. You know, I'm going to get published now. Little did I know that I wasn't going to get published. She sent it out to various publishers without any success. But I continued because I'd found what I really wanted to write, and that was crime novels, and I began to write a detective novel. And this is where Inspector Andy Horton was born, or first started. And I first wrote The Tide of Death, which wasn't called The Tide of Death originally. It's gone through many revisions before it got to publication stage. But when I had actually finished Tide of Death, I entered it for a writing competition and I won. So I knew that I was beginning to get somewhere. I was beginning to find my style. I was beginning to write what I really wanted to write. Now that took me in all from very first started writing until being published, that took me 20 years. And I think this is another thing that a lot of new writers actually think, that you're going to write a novel and then the next year or two you're going to be published. And that very rarely happens. It can happen, but it very rarely happens. And I always liken it to an artist, that if you pick up a paintbrush and you decide to take up painting, you're not going to be exhibiting in the Royal Academy the year after. It takes many years to find what you want to paint and to develop your style, and writing is exactly the same. So I consider those 20 years of writing and my historical sagas, I consider them as a kind of apprenticeship. They helped me to find my style, to find my voice, and to learn the technique of writing. And I really enjoy writing crime novels now and thrillers, and hope to continue doing that. So if you want to write, pick up that pen or tap into that keyboard and get started, because that's the only way that you will ever be a writer. And write with passion and write from the heart. For more information on my crime novels, please visit my website at www.romark.co.uk.